What to do when somebody that you know ghosts you. Hey everybody, it's Deanna Durrell from thedancinggoddess.com, intuitive relationship coach and spiritual mentor, and happy, happy new year. So one of the questions that I get asked often as a relationship coach is, you know, what do I do when I've gained some traction with a new person that I'm dating or a new relationship, new friendship, and then I just get ghosted out of the blue? Now, a couple of things. The first is that other people's actions do not indicate your worth, okay? They do not indicate your lovability. All they indicate is who that person is being and what they are choosing to do. And this is not a judgment call, because the reality is that even with good intentions, you may send a message, make a call, send an email, whatever, and for reasons completely unrelated to you, either they don't see it or they're just choosing to ignore it or choosing to not deal with it. And that is totally their choice. The inside job is, what do you do with the feelings that may come up when the person ghosts you? So unworthiness or frustration or confusion or self-doubt. And one of my favorite tips to give clients when you're experiencing ghosting is, rejection is the goddess's protection. So if for some reason you're not hearing back, like, really trust and anchor into that trust that you're not meant to hear from them, because your attention and your focus and your energy is needed elsewhere at the moment. Now, what this does is it frees up you, your mental and emotional bandwidth to redirect your energy to other things. And it also takes out kind of that ego sting of, like, why are they not getting back to me? You know, like, let yourself rant a little bit. That's totally normal and part of a healthy process, but you don't want to stay there because it's really not about you, right? It's just what they're choosing to do. I remember a long time ago, I had applied for a job and I was sure I got it. Like, there was absolutely no doubt in my mind, and I didn't always feel that way, but then I just never heard back for like 5 months, even though I followed up a couple times via email, like, nothing back. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, is this just a cruel joke? And over time, I just, like, forgot about it. I put my attention in other places. And then, of course, out of the blue, I get an email from them. We are just, you know, contacting a few candidates. Our server completely went down, and, like, just a litany of other, you know, random things. I don't know if you want to call it excuses or technology failing, whatever it was. It's like, it wasn't time for me to hear from them until it was. And this is, and I got the job, and it's a job that turned into, like, future gigs and, like, future business collaborations and eventually really good friendships. And if I had held on to that anger, if I had held on to that resentment or taken it to be something, like, about me or my lovability or my integrity, like, I might have blocked it. So all this to say, when you are ghosted, number one, just to kind of distill it down, feel your feelings, let it out, write yourself an angry letter, you know, say it out loud, make a voice memo to yourself of what you want to tell that person, like, you mother effer, whatever, let it out. Step two is to lean on that trust that rejection is the goddess's protection. So I'm not hearing back because my attention is needed elsewhere. And then step three is to, like, surrender and to stay open, right, to where your energy is really meant to go in that moment. I hope this was helpful. I would love to hear from you. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been ghosted? What has helped you to manage the emotions that come up with ghosting? And if you are looking for a mentor this year to really hold your feet to the fire, help you make big, awesome changes and manifest a dream relationship, starting with the relationship with yourself, contact me for private coaching. Send me an email, or if you're on my newsletter, smart person you, go ahead and hit reply and let's hop on an intro call. I love you. Have a great year. And for more, check out thedancinggoddess.com.